Yeah, up to the Mishnah and the Pedalot Amar Aleph. Yeah. The Mishnah says, Mishemes, somebody died, V'heniach Isha Ubal Choyv V'yorshin. When he died, he left over a wife, an Amona, so she has a right to what, to collect the Ksuba. So question, who's going to get the property of this person that died? So first there's the Isha, the wife, she says she wants to collect the Ksuba. Then there's Ubal Choyv. There's a person that the father borrowed money from, and he has to pay him back. The Baal Choy, like the Malva, comes and says, now listen, your father borrowed $1,000 from me. I want to collect my $1,000. V'yorshin, and there are also kids. There are kids there that yarshin. So Shiloh, who gets the money, the question is now. Who gets the father's money? V'yorshin. So kids, our father died. He left over kids. He left over a wife. And he also left over a Baal Choy. Yes, now the Shaila case is Vahoyoloi Pikodoin Oi Milva Biadacherim. This person that was maced, this Reuven that died, had a Pikodin. That means he let somebody watch something of his. Let's say he gave away his watch. He had a very expensive watch, that somebody was watching it for him. Oi Milva. Or else he also lent the money to somebody else, that somebody owed him the money. Oi Milva Biadacherim. Somebody else's holdback has money for him. So now, Rabbi Tafan says, Yenosnu Lokoshal Shubhen. So the question is now, this Bala Pikodin, the one that's holding the watch, or whatever it is that is holding of the mace, or else this Malva, or Milva Biyadacherim, really it's the Loiva, this person that borrowed the money from this mace, and now he has to pay it back. So the question is, to which one of these three people should he give his money? You know, they can't give, the guy died, you can't give it back to him. So there's three people you can think of giving it to. Either give it to his wife, because she has a right to collect the ksuba, or else give it to his kids, because they yarshin all his nechosim, or else give it to the Baal Chayv, give it to this person that lent him money, because the mace owes him money. So you want to pay up his chayv, give it to him. So the question, to which one of these three people now do we tell this Bala Pikodin, or the Malva, the Loiva, to pay the money to? So Rabbi Tafan Oimer, Yinosnu L'Koshal Shebhen. Give it to the worst one off. The one that's worse off. L'Koshal Shebhen. The lower one, give it to him. We'll see in the Gemara exactly who that is. That's called L'Koshal Shebhen, like the one that needs it, the one that needs it the most. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Rabbi Akiva says, no, Ein Merachimin Badin. You can't have Rachmanis Badin. It's a din Torah here. That who it has a right to get the Mesis Nechosim, like somebody is holding the Pikodin of the Mace, or somebody owes money to this person. So the question is now, who has a right to get that money? So you have to go Basar Adin. Rabbi Akiva says, the Din is Ela Yenosno L'Yorshin. The Loch is the Yorshim, his kids, they are the ones that Yarshin, that collect this Pikodin, and they are the ones that collect the Milva. They get the money, the Yorshim, not to the wife, and not to the Baal Chayv. But the money has to go to the Yoshim. Why? She'akulon tzurichin shvua. Otherwise, a Baal Chayv, when they want to collect the money from Yoshim, they have to swear first. The same thing in Isha. When an Isha wants to collect the ksuba from the Yoshim, from the Yisraimim, she has to swear first. But v'eina Yoshim tzurichin shvua. But Allah is, when a father dies and the kids take over the Yerusha, you don't have to swear. There's no reason to swear there. Everybody knows these are the kids. And they know the Yerusha goes to the kids. So since the kids don't have to swear, it's a svara dera muchzik. We see everything that belonged to the father in the hands of the kids. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says the money and the pikodin go back to the kids. Now it's a question, could they get it or not? So that's totally if Yod Metaltlim is Meshubat for Ksuba or not. Or is Metaltlim of the Yasmi Meshubat for Baal Chayv? We Yod Metaltlim is not Meshubat, so they can't collect it. The Baal Chayv only has the right to collect from the karka that the father left over. But here it's a pikodin, it's money, it's not karka, so when these metaltlim, the Baal Chayv can't collect. So therefore we give it to the Yorshim, and they take it, they keep it. Yeah. What about Niach Peiroi's Telushin Minakarka? Let's say when the father died, he left over fruits that were cut off the ground already. He had an orchard, and the apples or the oranges fell off the tree already. That says, Peiris, Telushim, and Akaka. They're detached from the ground. And again, these three people want to come and take it. The wife wants to come and take it, says, listen, he owes me a ksuba. I'm taking it for my ksuba. So Baal Chayv says, listen, I lent him $1,000, he has to pay it back to me. I want to take these apples for my pay. And the Yarshim come, the kids come and say, listen, we Yarshim, my father, we're going to take it. So the Mishnah says, the Locher is, kol ha-kodim ben zocher ben. Whoever grabs it first, they have a right to keep it. Whoever gets it, zoch se'isha, so whoever, that's what Tanna Kamma holds. Whoever grabs it, has a right to keep it. Now, what's going to be if zoch se'isha yoyse miksubasa? Let's say the Isha grabbed more apples than she deserves for a ksuba. Or else, Baal Chayv Yoyser Achayvoy. Let's say the Baal Chayv, the Malva, grabbed the money. And he grabbed more than the actual Chayv was. He only lent the person $1,000. And he grabbed $2,000 worth. So, Hamaisa, what do we do with the leftover money? So, Rabbi Tarfon, and Rabbi Tarfon says, the Locher is, Yinosnu Lekosho Shaven. Again, we give it to the one that's worst off. We'll see it's the Machlokes. Whether it means the Isha, whether it means the Baal Chayv. But I call upon him, let's say the Isha chapped the money. So what would she do with the leftover money? Reb Tarfon says she gives it l'koshel shabhem, the one that needs it the most. That's Reb Tarfon treat, again, l'shitosei, the way I learned before, that the Yorshim are not called the muhsak of this money, but rather whoever deserves it more, he gets it. Reb Akiva says, no, nothing doing. Again, Rav Kiva says, "Ein merachmin badin." You can't have rachmanis mercy v'tzad adin. There's a din Torah here. Who owns this money? Ella, what should we do with the leftover money? And really, the Gemara explains that it's not only the leftover money. Rav Kiva held that they have no right to be tofus to grab it in the first place. Like all the money goes to the Yorshim. So Gemara explains that Akiva is only saying ledivra Rav Tarfon, according to you, Rav Tarfon, that you or they could chop it. But even after they chop it, the extra money, Rabbi Kiva says, Eli Yenosnu Liyorshin. The extra money, Avada has to go back to his kids, to the Mesa's kids, to the Yorshim. Why? The same Svara. Shekulom Tzrichim Shvua. For the wife to collect the money from the Yorshim, she has to swear first that she didn't collect Tuxuba when the husband was alive. And the Baal Chayv has to swear that he didn't collect his money when the father was alive. V'yena Yorshim Tzrichim Shvua. Mashenka and the kids, when they yashin their father, they don't have to swear first. That's a din Torah. The kids yashin the father. So since they're schus, they have a right to get it even without swearing. So like as soon as the father dies, we automatically see the money by the kids and the kids reshus. Therefore, it's the kids' money. And if they want to come and take it away, that's the halacha. Can you take money away from Yisraimim? That we hold that metaltlim, things, the utensils that are movable, is not meshubit. You can't collect from Yisraimim metaltlim. Therefore, the Baal Chayv doesn't collect from these things. That's machlokes Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva. Does the money go directly to the Yorshim, or does Reb Tarfon says no? Yinostu l'koshu shavem, the one that needs it more. We'll see in the Gemara what it means. Now the Gemara says, Lo mali lemisni milve, lo mali lemisni pikadim. But the Mishnah starts off a person that died. And he had a pekudin, that means one of his utensils somebody else was holding for him, or else a milva, or else he lent the money to somebody else, and that person owes him the money back. So the question is, why do we have to have these two cases? That he gave a utensil to somebody to watch for him, or else he gave money to somebody. It's the same halacha. What's the chiddush in the two cases? Lomali lemisni milva, lomali lemisni pekudin. So Gemara says, yes, tzricha, yes, we need both cases. The Tana Milva, if the Mishnah would only say the Chiddush by a Milva when he gave away money to somebody to use, I would tell you, Behokama Rabbi Tarfon. Over here, Rabbi Tarfon says that we don't give it to the Yorshim, but rather to the one that needs it more, Mishum de Milva Loitzon Nitno. Because when the father gave the money to that person to use it, he has a right to use and spend the money. So we never consider like the money is here. We never look as if the money is in the hands of the father. So that's why it's in the hands of this other person. So now if the Baal Chayv wants to get it, we let him get it. It's not called you're taking it away from the Yorshim, because it's loitzon nitno, means the person that received the money has the right to use it. It's not around. It's not called that money is here. Avo pikadin, but in the case where the father gave an object, let's say his watch, whatever it is, for somebody else to watch. The Isibienai, that watch is always around. It's the father's watch. Same with there, maybe I would think to say that when the father dies, maybe Rabbi Tarfon agrees to Rabbi Kiva that right away we look as if that object belongs to the Yorshim. That since the object is around, And whose is it? It belongs to the father. So as soon as the father dies, I would say the kid should yashin it. So maybe Rav Tafin agrees to Rabbi Kiva that the kid should take it over. His kamash mala no, that even by a pikadin, still Rabbi Tafin says the Baal Choyev has a right to take it, or else the Isha will soon see. V'tanahof, it only would have said the case of a milva, I would have thought, of a pikadin, I would have thought to say, b'okam Rabbi Kiva. When does Rabbi Kiva say it belongs to the Yoshim only by a pikadin, where the object is right here? So we look as if it belongs to the father, as if it belongs to the kids. That's why the kids get it first. But in the case where the father lent the money to somebody, and when that person receives the money, it's not called he holds on to the money. When you get the money, you use it, you invest it, whatever you do with it. It's not called the money is around anymore. Same in Moedlele Rebbe Tafrin. Maybe in such a case by money, Rebbe Kiva would agree to Rebbe Tafrin to say that we don't look as if it belongs to the kids yet. But maybe the Isha has a right to get it, or maybe the Baal Chayv has a right to get it. Tzricha. That's why I need these two cases to teach us. In both cases, both by a milva and by a pekodin, Rebbe Tafrin says his svara goes to the Baal Chayv, to the Isha, and Rebbe Kiva says, no, his svara goes straight to the kids. Now the more explains, my lekoshel. What does Rabbi Tafrin mean to say that this pikadon or the milva, we don't give it to the yoshim, but we give it to the person that's more needy? That's lekoshel. What does that mean? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Omer lekoshel shebaraya, the one that has the least proof. So Rashi says leraya means a shtar, the one that the shtar was written last. Because the halacha is, once you write up the shtar, you have a right to collect from mishubadim. Any property that he owned from that time on, you have a right to collect from. Even if he sells it, you still collect it. But the one, the shtar that's written the list, you could only collect from the property owned from that time onwards. So you have like the least amount to collect from. So like we have rachmanis on you, and we let you collect first. That's called lekoshel shebaraya. Rashi says, "Lemisha shtaroi mucher," the one that shtar was written last. Shelo yochel litra of lekuchas hakoydim loy. He can't collect from the property that was sold before the date of his shtar. So he has the least property to collect from. Therefore, he has the right to get it. Whether it's the Baal Chayv or whether it's the Ksubis Isha, whichever one was written last, that's called they're the more needy. They have a right to collect. Rabbi Yechonon Amar L'Ksubis Isha. Rabbi Yechonon says no. Rabbi Tafrin means to say that the wife has the right to collect the ksuba, she gets it first. The wife is called the Koshel. And what's the reasons? Rashi says, Shein Darka L'Achzerach Anichse Yameis Olavake Sheichin Yesh L'Kaka. Because it's not a derech of a lady to go look around for property. Either she gets it or she doesn't get it. She doesn't go looking around for the property. Therefore, she's more needy. We say the money should go to her. And what's the reason we care about the lady so much? Mishum China. We want ladies like to find grace in the eyes of the husbands. So Rashi says, "Sheimtzu ha'anoshim chein bi'enei hanoshim." We want the men to look nice in the eyes of the lady. V'yiyun nesuyis len, and then the ladies will agree to get married to them. Shelo tidagenu la'asik subosan, that they're not afraid that maybe they won't get the ksuba. We have before svara. A lady will only get married if she knows for sure that if something goes wrong, he dies or he gives her a get, she'll collect the ksuba. If she has doubts or she'll be able to collect the ksuba or not, sometimes she won't want to get married. So therefore, we want to make sure that the Isha is going to collect the ksuba. So she's the worst one off. Mishum Chena, we want to make sure they'll get married. Therefore, we make sure she's the one that collects first. So in the case here where the husband died, and he left over a pikadin or a milva biyad acherim, so the Isha, the wife, she's the first one to come to collect for her ksuba from this money. Mishum Chena. In order that the ladies will want to get married. So now the Mor says, Ketanoi. The Smachloikis, the Pshan Rav Tafel, the Smachloikis Tanoim also. That Rebbe Binyamin says, Lekoshel Shebaraya. What's called for the worst one off? The one that has the worst proof. His shtar was written last. Since it was written last, he could only collect from the last property that he owned. Vahu Kosher, and that's a good pshat. That's what Rebbe Binyamin says. Rebbe Lezer Weimer, L'Ksubas Isha, no. The one to collect this money, the Pikadin or the Milva, is the Isha, to collect it for her Ksuba. And what's the reason, Mishum Chena? We wanted them, that the ladies should find the men gracious in their eyes, that they should want to get married to the men. So that if they know that for sure they'll collect the Ksuba, then they'll be easier to marry them. Yes, that's the first machlokes in the Mishnah. Who gets this milvo, the pikkudin? Is it the swalak of Tafin says the one that needs it more? Rabbi Kiva says, no, you can't have rachmanis bedin. The locher is the yorshim have a sus to get it right away. Then the Mishnah says, what about teniach peiris atlushim? Let's say the father left over fruits that are cut off the ground. He had an orchard, and there were apples on the floor. The shal now, who gets these apples? So Tanakam has said, Poshta, that's from Tafran Svara, that whoever grabs it first, they have a right to keep it. And the Kiva says no, that the left the money that whoever grabbed, if they grab more than they deserve, the leftover money they have to give back to the Yorshim. So this the Gemara asked the Kasha of Rabbi Kiva, what does Rabbi Kiva only argue and say the leftover money? Like let's say the lady grabbed more money than she needed for a ksuba. So he says the leftover money goes to the Yoshim. According to Rabbi Kiva, kula namid Yoshim evi. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Isha has no right to collect it. This money goes directly to the Yoshim, and metaltlim the yastmi are not meshubit for the car for the ksuba. So why does the Isha have a right to get anything? Sumara says, true, enochanam, it's taka true what you're saying. The Vi'aydi diyomer Rabbi Tarfin, but since Rabbi Tarfin started off, and his shittu is no, they do have a right to grab it. And he said, the locher of the meiser also goes to the kashel shivhem, is tonu iyonami meiser. Therefore, when Rabbi Kiva wanted to argue back, he also used the same terms as Rabbi Tarfin is using. And he says, the meiser does not go to the kashel shivhem, but rather it goes to the yorshim. But enechnami, according to Rabbi Kiva, all the money, not only the meiser, the extra money, but any peris, any metalpum that's left over, anything that belonged to the father, the local current of Kivra is, it goes to the kids. The kids, the Yashin, they have a schus, they get it without a shivua, therefore it goes straight to them. And that's the local like Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara Stakasha, Rabbi Akiva, Tfisa Lemahanya, you want to tell me now, according to Rabbi Kiva, that when the father dies, nobody can come like and chop and grab fast the property, even though the father owes these people money, but rather it always goes straight to the kids. So the Gemara Rashi says, like it's a Lashon Shila, it's a question. Is it true? But Rabbi Kiva does know from the Loch of Tfisa that sometimes you can grab something. So Mahani Klal, so Rabba says, no, he does agree. If the person grabbed the money when the person was still alive, and then he dies, then Rabbi Kiva agrees he's allowed to keep on to it. Since he received it, he took the money before he died, and at that time, the Grand Lakhtai speaks out, he did not have to make a Shavua. So since he has it without making a Shavua, he's also called a Muchzik. We let it stay by him. Rabbi Kiva's only worry is that once the father dies, now for somebody else to collect the money, he has to swear first. And the kids to get the Yerusha don't have to swear. Therefore, we see the kids get it first. But Mechayim, when the father was still alive, that if a Baal Chayit has a shtar saying, you owe me $1,000, he doesn't have to swear, he go get the money the way it is. So there, Tfisa would help. Now the Gemara is the Kasha, Rabbi Tarfin, according to the Tarfin, that he says that Tfisa does help, that whoever is Tofas, again, with the father left over, let's say, apples on the floor, so whoever grabs it first, they have a right to keep it. And the question is, the Manchi Hechi, where are these apples laying, and whose fields are they? Like the Chura, the Yerusha, as soon as the father dies, the Karka, the ground, goes to the kids. So the apples are on their property now. So right away the kids should be cutting out the apples. So what's the case if someone doesn't come and grab the apples? Like if your father dies and you yash in his house now, so anything in his house that belongs to you also, you're cutting it. So where's the case that these apples, that someone doesn't grab it? So Rabbi Shmuel Diyamateva Yevusha Tziburin Emlochim Meshus Rabin. In Echnami, we're talking about the father who had apples in the Meshus Rabin. He had a bunch of apples laying in the Meshus Rabin. So over there, it's not the property of the kids. So therefore, the kids weren't kinder with yet, according to Rabbi Tarfin. Therefore, Rabbi Tarfin says, whoever comes and grabs it first has the right to keep it. Not anybody, but either the wife could grab it, because the husband owes her the ksuba, or else the Baal Chayiv, if the person that lent money to that man, and then he died, he has the right to say, I lent the money, I want to get my money back. Or else he could chop it. So this is where Rabbi Tarfin is saying, that one of these three, they grab it, it's good. But it has to be Bishus Rabin. Avo Besimtaloi. But if it's Besimta, Besimta is like a semi-private Rishus. It's like on the side of the Rishus Rabin, that people do business there already, and Midirabonah, that's a makram to be kind of. And we always say, if you want to make a Meshicha to pull something, and like bring it into your Rishus, and the Simta, that's like a semi-private property, there you could make a Kinyan. So if I says, if the property, if the bundle of Paris is in a sinta, then we look as if the Yarshim are kind of right away, and therefore you can't chop it away from them. That's what Rav Shmuel wants to say. But for Rabbi Yochanan, for Rav Shlokish, Yamar Tavaya, they both say no. Afilu b'simta, no. Even if the bundle of apples is laying in a simta on the side of Rishus Rav, semi-private property, so what? As long as it's not in the property of the Yorshim, they weren't kind of it yet. So therefore, if the Baal Chayiv, or the Isha, comes and grabs it, that feast would help. But the Machlokish Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Shlokish. Now the Gemara says, Doin Daini, that the Yonah Paschal, the Shalak Rebbe Tafrin, that what, that if the Baal Chayiv grabs it, he's allowed to keep it. And what happened was, V'yahadrei Resh Lokesh Li'uvdi Minayu. Later, Resh Lokesh heard about this, and Resh Lokesh made the person give back the money to the Yorshim. Mashma Resh Lokesh was Chayzu, Resh Lokesh Na Paschin, like Rebbe Kiva, that the Tfisa does not help. So therefore he says, give it back. Rashi says, Sovolok Rebbe Kiva, Tlemhani Tfisa. Resh Lakish says, no, the halacha is like Rebbe Kiva. Therefore, the Isha, or the Baal Chayiv, have no right to grab this money. Omalei Rebbe Yechon, so Rebbe Yechon said back to Resh Lakish, or Sisa Kishel Torah, like, are you making Rebbe Kiva's halacha like a din midiraisa, to say that even with the Evid you can't be Chayzer? Like Rashi says, Dibur Rebbe Kiva, Kiluwe, and halacha l'mashim Sinai, Shechazata Maisa Bezdin, that you're taking back the Psak that Bezdin made already. The Chura died, Lord, it would have been enough. Lekayim Alocha Kamaisin Lechatchila. That you're right, at the beginning, if nothing was done yet, you should act like Rebbe Kiva. Avo, but here the case was Mishanasa V'nigmaradin, that first the Dayonim Paskin like Rebbe Tafrin, that when the Isha grabbed the money, they Paskin, she has a right to keep it. So then, Ein Lona Lachzer, the Chura Kasher is, Rebbe Yechon asked him, why are you attracting it now? Since they already made the Psak Din already, you have no right to retract it. So that's the Machlokes, if they already made one psak, that they let the lady grab the money and keep it, could we take it back from her or not? So what's this Machlokes tell you? What are they arguing in? So Gemara says, the Chura Lema, let's say, V'okim Iflagi. This is the Machlokes, Rebbe Yechon and Machlokes. The what? The Masov Atoye B'dvad Mishneh Chayzer. Resh Lakish holds that if you make a mistake in something that says in the Mishnah, we have to be Chayzer. So the Chura al Mishneh is Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva is in the Mishnah. Rashi says, Bidva Mishnah, the Kaimalon, why is it called a Mishnah? Because we are the Lachak Rebbe Kiva. Hechid Yichidoi Polagalei. Whenever there's only one other man, the Yama, arguing against Rebbe Kiva, that's always the cloud we pass like Rebbe Kiva. So in our Mishnah, it's the Machlokes Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Tafrin. It's only one against him. So it's like enough in a Mishnah, a clear Mishnah, that's saying, Halachak Rebbe Kiva. So therefore, Resh Lakish holds that Halachak is if somebody made a mistake in something that says in the Mishnah and passed in the wrong way, so what? We retract it and do just the opposite. We do the way it says in the Mishnah. That was Resh Lakish's Svarim. Umasav and Rabbi Yechonod know that Toye B'dvar Mishnah in the Chayzer, so what? Even if you made a mistake in something that says in the Mishnah, but since it's only a Shalom, the Rabbonins, we say, since it was done already. That's what Rabbi Yechonin says to Resh Lakish, you don't have to retract what was doing. So Mara says, Lo, I tell you, that's not the Machlokes over here. I tell you, really, the Kuliyal, and everybody really holds that Toye B'dvar Mishnah Chayzer. Really, everybody holds. If you make a mistake in something that says in the Mishnah, Havad, you're supposed to be Chayzer and retract it. Even Rabbi Yechonin would agree to that. So why does the Yechon say here to Resh Lakish not to retract? Rabbi Kiva holds that when do we pass on Rabbi Kiva if he's arguing on a chaver, a friend, and not when he's arguing on his Rebbe? Notice Rabbi Yechon holds that Rabbi Tafin was Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe. So when Rabbi Kiva argues on his Rebbe, then we don't pass on Rabbi Kiva. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, the first psak that they said, like Rabbi Tafin, that's good. Umasov, and I tell you, Resh Lakish should know that halacha afilu me rabbi. Resh Lakish should know that the klal is, we pass him like Rabbi Kiva, even if he's arguing on his Rebbe. So therefore, since it's a Mishnah that Rabbi Kiva says that Tfisa does not help, therefore it's enough in the Mishnah, and if somebody passed him that the Tfisa does help, we have to retract the psak. That's Pshan Resh Lakish. The boy you say another pshat I'll tell you really is like this. Maybe really the kula yal and everybody holds halacha Rebbe Kiva mechaveroi v'loy merabbi. No, even Resh Lakish, even Rabbi Yechonin would agree that when do we pass like Rebbe Kiva only when one person is arguing only a friend and not one is Rebbe. When his Rebbe is arguing against Rebbe Kiva, then maybe we do not pass on Rebbe Kiva. The klal is only if somebody else argues on Rebbe Kiva. But where his own Rebbe is arguing on him, then maybe we do not pass on Rebbe Kiva. So what's the machlokes here then? So the chura, then Rebbe Yechanan was right. So why did Reish Lakish retract himself if Rebbe Tarfon is arguing on Rebbe Kiva? So the machlokes over here is like this. Masava Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Hevi. Rabbi Yechanan holds that Rabbi Tarfon was Rabbi Kiva's Rabbi. Therefore, who should we paskin like? Like the Rabbi, like Rabbi Tarfon. Therefore, the first one that paskin like Rabbi Tarfon was right. And if somebody wants to retract it, you're not supposed to retract. Because the locher is like the Rabbi, Rabbi Tarfon. Umasava, what does Reish Lakish hold? Umasava no chaver Rabbi Hevi. Rabbi Tarfon was not considered the Rabbi of Rabbi Akiva. It was only his chaver, and therefore the loch is like Rabbi Akiva. So that's what Reish Lakish says, that even though the first die in Paschal like Rabbi Tarfon, it's a mistake, you're going against what the Mishnah says, so the klal of the Mishnayis is, we Paschal like Rabbi Akiva against his chaver, and Rabbi Tarfon is only a chaver of Rabbi Akiva, therefore the psak is like Rabbi Akiva. That's why Reish Lakish was chosen. The boy is saying another territory is like this. I'll tell you, the Kula Yalna, everybody holds really Chaveru Hevi. No, even Reish Lakish agrees that Rabbi Tarfon was only a Chaver, a friend of Rabbi Kiva. For what's the Machlokes here then like this? Masavar Halacha Ritma. One said that that we said, Halacha Rabbi Kiva Me Chaveroi, it's Taka learned that way. Halacha means that's the Yikar Halacha. You can't go against, you can't go different. That's the way Reish Lakish learned. So therefore, if somebody passed like Rabbi Tarfon, we have to be choizer and retract it, because it's halacha like Rabbi Kiva. Umasava, Rabbi Yechon held on, no, matin itmer. Matin, Rashi says, means matin or rola chetchila. That means, like, you turn it towards that way. True, it's the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon. We're not really sure which way should be the real psak halacha. So we'll turn it, push it towards one way. Acher Rabbi Kiva, the mashman lechetchila, do the way Rabbi Kiva says. But according to this pshat, but if somebody goes and does like the other man, the Yom like Tarfon, we don't retract. Because it was never said such a strong lashon that the halacha is like the Bekiva. It was only said matin, we turn towards the Bekiva. If we don't know like which way to do, we'll do better like the Bekiva says. But if somebody made a mistake like a pas like Rabbi Tarfon, we don't retract it. That's Rabbi Yechanan's svara. That's the machlokes, Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish. Here. Talmud says, Itmar learned like this. Treved Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon's relatives. Tofes Pora Diyasme Misitma. There's a case where the father died, and it was a Baal Choy probably, somebody that the father owed money to. So the person saw the way the person that died, his ox, his Pora's cow, is in the Simtas outside and near the Rishus Rabbim. So he went and grabbed it. He was Tofes it. So Osla came with Rabbi Yechon, they came in front of Rabbi Yechon now, and Mashmud Yisraim said, give it back to me. They said, no, nothing doing, we grabbed it, we're keeping it, because your father owed us money. Is Amalus, Rabbi Yechon had said to them, Shapeh, Tafsa, Susuhu, you grabbed it good, you're allowed to keep on to it. That's what Rabbi Yechon paskin. Osla came with Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, then they brought the question in front of Reish Lakish. Amalu, Reish Lakish said, no, Zilu Ahadru, go return and give it back to the Yoshim. Because like we said before, Lachuk Rabbi Kiva, that you have no right to be tough for us to grab it. Is Osla came with Rabbi Yechon, and the craven went back to Rabbi Yechon and said, what should we do? You said we can keep it. Reish Lakish says we have to give it back. What should we do? Amalahu, Rabbi Yechon said back to them, Maessa, what can I do? Shekineg di cholok alai. I mean, somebody that's like, shabu b'shabu with me, is arguing against me. In other words, I have no right to argue against Reish Lakish. So therefore, you also agreed that you should give it back to the Yoshim. Rashi says, Shekinegdi means Shekul Kamaisi, he's like me. In fact, another case was, and that's the Halacha, we pass on like Rabbi Kiva, that they have no right to be tofas, but rather the money goes to the Yoshim. Hahu Bikra, the Yasmi, there was the shepherd of the Yisraimim. No, the father died, and there was a shepherd watching the sheep, and now the Chur, the sheep, goes to the Yoshim. The Tavsi Turiminei, Balchoy, again, there's a Balchoy. Somebody that lent money to the father now wants to collect the money, so he went and grabbed one of these sheep. So, and he said, Omar, he said, Mechayim tafisnale. You should know I grabbed it when the owner was still alive.
And if you grab that we have before when the Bialim is still alive, then the Tfisa helps. Obikroma, but the shepherd says, no, nothing doing. Liyachamisa tavsua. You first grabbed it after the person died. And since after the person died, the Yoshim Yashin, you have no right to collect from the Metalklim of the Yisraimim. So it was a question, who should we believe here? Should we believe the shepherd that said he first grabbed it after the person died? Or do we believe the Baal Chayv that says he grabbed it before when he was still alive? So the Shalom to the Halacha here was... All right, turn over.